Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I believe to be is another session of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Catch us up on the website, therealside.com, therealside.com, or you can also go to thejoemessinashow.com as well. Both of them work right now. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you have been sending me emails. Yes, we are moving to change the name of the show to the Joe Messina Show. I should have done that 107 years ago, but I'm a little slow. I don't always do the uptake properly, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting me, and just being involved in the conversation as a whole. All right. I think we got a great show for you tonight, and what I've done is because because of some technical issues, what I've done tonight is we're gonna hear about slavery from a black man who can really tell you what's going on with it and how it's been thrust upon us and making us feel bad, all about our fault. You'll hear that in just a little while. Walt Heyer also he doesn't do many interviews anymore, but I grabbed one of his old interviews. It's about transgender. You've heard me talk about him several times, about my double transgender friend. He went from male to female to male again. You got to hear about his plight and the problems that he had. And then Tom Kersting, you know, he's written a book about how our young people are totally disconnected, even though they're connected. You know what I'm saying? You know, most people don't get that. They don't really get what that means, but you're not helping them by allowing them to be, you know, tagged, touched, tied to the cell phones, the iPads, OPads, APads, whatever you got going on. We've got a lot, though, to talk about. A lot I want to end up getting to. You know, it's really funny how the ballot counts are heating up all across the country. When you talk about Georgia and Michigan now, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia judge today said, you know what? Because there was a motion to dismiss to get it gone, not to allow them to do the counting. Judges said, not so fast. There seems to be something here that we can sink our teeth into that we really need to get to the bottom of. I mean, that's, you guys have heard this a million times. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I hate repeating what everybody else does. I don't dislike it. I hate it. So now, if you've already heard these stories a million times over, then me saying it again doesn't help, doesn't change it. Maybe you don't listen to those other shows, and you haven't heard it, or you've kind of heard it. But the stream of news, you're still getting that stream of news. So over 7,000 affidavits delivered to Michigan lawmakers claiming election fraud. You have 7,000. Now remember, we were only at 1,100 at one point in time. But you have 7,000 signatures, affidavits that have been gathered in Michigan. They were delivered last week. And they were detailing the fraud, where it came from, what it looked like, how it could be verified, if you would. Let's see if they move on. Do we count? Do all Americans count? Apparently not. For Democrats, it seems lately only the illegals count. Only people here after breaking the law. Only people, you know, it's really funny how It is so true if you do your homework. When you see or hear about these shootings from an illegal to an American citizen, and you find out if they're here illegally, how did they get a gun? What are they doing with a gun? And almost never do they truly, honestly, maybe they stand trial for it, but do they actually go to jail for it? And with these George Soros DAs that have been pushed all around the country, you're not going to see justice. People, you know, I've been saying this since last year, right? Some of you have been listening for a while. This is a war. This is what a war is about. That doesn't mean you get your machine gun and go out the street and mow down a whole bunch of people who don't agree with you. But no more being quiet. I am in love with these people that are showing up at school board meetings. These parents, black, Asian, white, speaking against CRT, letting the school boards know how they feel. Now, some of the school boards don't give a darn what you think. And this is where you have to get involved. You have to get engaged. Rand Paul said it. You need to do it. You get out there and replace those school boards. Replace those people that aren't. And stop. I already know some of you are going to send me an email and go, well, they're going to steal everything anyhow. Don't let them. You know how you don't let them? You vote in such high number. You get out there. You watch every movement. Every state gives you the ability to watch the polls. You have to have 4 conservatives to every 1 liberal they have. You need to make as much noise as humanly possible, just like they do. Why should we be any different? Let's do it a righteous way. Let's do it a right way. Let's make sure that we have, the law on our side, if you would. Don't just go there thinking you know what you're doing. I've been involved as a Constitution coach, I am amazed, totally amazed at how many people say they know the Constitution, they know about it, and I won't say they have no clue. They have the basics, right? Many people don't know how many amendments there actually are. They don't know how they come about. You need to learn all of that. You need to learn why the First Amendment, the Second Amendment came about, what they were about, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, what were they about? And sometimes it takes a little bit more than just reading, it's a little studying, right? For my Christian friends, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. It doesn't say read. Check it out. Let me know what you think. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, more garbage. We're going to learn about slavery. Did America invent slavery? Well, we all know that's not true. And I'm not talking to who the guest is. I'm going to keep you guys guessing again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't run away. I'll come find you. Seriously.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 4-star and 5-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do mean it. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting. You want to be part of the conversation, because the only way to become part of the solution is if you get involved and get engaged, if you get informed. Now, I would believe that you'll get informed in this show. All right? I just don't say stuff to say stuff. I got better stuff I want to do anyhow, instead of sitting here basically talking to myself. But you got to get informed in order to engage with these people. Otherwise, you're not doing anything. You're just playing the whole Twitter game, and hopefully you've learned enough now to stop playing the Twitter game, because these people are not only they're not on your side, they don't care about you. Period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I haven't had this guy on for a while, and it's too bad. I mean, he was very busy. Thank God he was doing what he was doing, because he was going around the country, and he was teaching people, young people, teaching parents, young parents. Truly.
Guy Benson's here, host of The Guy Benson Show, a Fox News contributor and author of End of
what
Discussion.
What is that all about?
End of Discussion, guy. I mean, there was no discussion.
All right, never mind. Anyway, Tom Kersting joins me. He's the author of Disconnected. Tom, thanks so much for being with me. I am sorry. Everything on my machine just went all black, but we'll deal with it anyhow.
All good.
Hey, listen, it's the NSA. They don't want your message to get out. I'm telling you. That's what it's all about right there. So, Tom, first of all, a lot of people who are new to this, they're just learning about you, what have you, and why don't you tell them how you stumbled on this? You know, you were an educator, you saw what was happening with these kids, but put it in your words.
Yeah, so I'm a former educator now. I retired after 25 years back at the end of January. I'm a licensed psychotherapist private practice. So in my words, I've been dealing with teenagers and families for 25 years. And what I've seen over the last, I'm going to say 10 years, is unprecedented. We have a different crop of adolescents, a different generation, where our kids are kind of losing a sense, not even losing, not even developing a sense of who they are. Because, you know, the sense of self is now predicated on, you know, who likes them, how many friends they have on superficial social media, and everything else. So all things that kind of go against the definition of self-esteem.
Yeah, and my concern, the reason I reached out to you, was my concern is the kids are now home. We had a concern that they're in front of that machine, that device all the time, whatever the device is. And, you know, we were asking parents, you know, not so much take it away from them, but, my God, get them off it. Get them engaged. Get them, you know, involved with family and other things. And now they pretty much have no choice. In the matter. They need it for school. Now to socialize. It's the only way they can socialize these days, or they think it is. This cannot be healthy for them, can it?
Not at all. I mean, I got into this topic back in 2009. The first lecture I did was in March of 2009. It was called Digitally Distracted. And it was basically informing parents about what's to come. This is like the kind of the early stages of screen time and so forth. And so that led me to write the book Disconnected, which came out in 2016 and, you know, became a real popular book. And now the second edition of it with a big publisher is coming out in a week from today, actually. It's called Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids and the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. And, you know, and I wrote that book, you know, really informing parents. I've been lecturing all over the country. Now COVID hits. My lectures in informing parents is now doing kind of Zooming it. So that's like the one positive attribute of technology. But what we have right now, Joe, is kids and adults alike that they don't really have any other choice. They do have a choice, but in today's day and age, they don't really know they have a choice. But, you know, we have kids cooped up in their bedrooms. They're spending more time than ever, and they were already spending too much time on screens. And now with homeschooling in the happening in the spring and likely returning in the fall, my concern is that these kids aren't going to know anything other than that. So the social, emotional, human component of human nature is now being further compromised. That's what my biggest concern is.
Yeah, and I can see it. I can see it. Look it. The one thing I did very much appreciate is over the beginning or the end of the quote-unquote school year, I saw the kids out and about. I saw a lot of teens in the park or on bikes, and they were together in smaller groups. Now, maybe they do that on campus, but when I saw them at the park, at least they were out there. They were talking with each other. There were different areas of the park, that kind of stuff, and they were talking. They weren't just holding their phones in their hands. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, I do. Cause,
go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
so
you go ahead.
That's an important component of everything I talk about is your social communication skills, because that's what we are as human beings. We are wired and we are evolutionarily meant to be communicating at a face-to-face level. So up where I live in northern New Jersey, a lot of kids go off to summer camp every year, right? And over the years, you know, dealing with so many families, so many teenagers and stuff, when I've asked teenagers what was the best part about summer camp, people that are listening right now are going to be surprised what I'm about to tell you. And most of them would say, not having my phone. All right? So I swear to God. There's no camps going on this summer, really, but in the last five, six, 7 years, they would actually – so these are kids that are glued to their screens all day long, right? And now they go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks, and they're not allowed to have their phone. So they're, you know, hemming and hawing about it. And after the seventh week, when you speak to them, they say the best part was not having my phone, because guess what? because they discovered something that they craved that they didn't know they craved. And that's the connection, the human connection with peers, the deep discussions and conversations at an emotional level that they have with their peers and so forth, and just the rewards that came from that, something they didn't know they craved. And unfortunately, they come back from summer camp, and that's not happening this year, and kind of fall right back into the same pattern. And, you know, so that's kind of been one of my missions, Joe, is like to try to get, you know, into the heads of parents who ultimately decide what their kids are doing, to get these kids out and about, communicating, putting their phones down, throwing the frisbee around, and just doing what they're supposed to do. It's critically important to their communication skills, to their social development, and their emotional development.
You want the wait a minute. You want the kids to actually go outside in the fresh air and actually, you know, get involved differently than that little blue glow coming off their phone. But you're
100%. Like, I'm out on my deck right now. I'm like a half hour from New York City, so I'm up in like kind of the woods. People don't know what New Jersey's like, but I'm like, yeah, it's surrounded by trees. There's deer all over the place. I'm hearing the crickets in the background. I've been standing out here for like 15 minutes, you know, getting ready to, you know, have this conversation with you, and it is just unbelievable. It's just marvelous. I'm out here by myself, you know, kind of like connecting with nature and so forth. And everybody knows this. It's no secret. Parents know this. But, you know, to get your kid off of that Blu-ray screen, that iPad or that phone or whatever, or their video game system, and just be, is now a challenge, and that's inherent in what we are. And that's the real problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you from personal experience when we come back what happened at one of our schools. And then I want you to start, we're going to need to start telling people how they can help their kids, even in this time, get away from those phones and get involved. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Kersting is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has announced where the next donation of 55 million doses of COVID vaccine will be heading. About 41 million of those shots will go through the UN's COVAX program, which will send $14 million to Latin America and the Caribbean, $10 million to Africa, and $16 million to Asia. The U.S.'s initial donation of 80 million doses has now been completely allocated, though they will not all be distributed by President Biden's goal of the end of the month. And the U.S., European Union, Canada, and the U.K. announced new sanctions on several senior officials in Belarus. The sanctions coming in response to the Lukashenko regime's use of a fake terrorist plot to justify ordering a commercial airliner that was flying through Belarusian airspace to land to allow them to arrest a dissident journalist and his girlfriend who were aboard the plane. EU officials are expected to announce more economic sanctions against the Belarusian president later this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
We are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-GO-SHOW. 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Let me bring my guests back on. I so much enjoy the time that he spends with us. Tom Kirsting is joining me. And I don't know, Tom, I guess I met you almost a year ago, and I've had you on the show a couple of times. And I got to tell you, I love the book. The book is called, Disconnected. And if you can't figure that, I'll give you the rest of it in a second, but if you can't figure out what that means, right, your kids are so connected to the devices in their hand, to what's online, to the social media networks, that they're not thinking for themselves anymore. They're not able to push through things because they can't Google it to get the answer. So, Tom is a... Go ahead. Well, you're a psychotherapist, retired school counselor, and you see him on Fox and Friends and other talk shows. And, again, let's just jump in. I love having you on, and I never have enough time with you.
Yeah, and that, disconnected. I mean, think about that. So, like, kids and adults, for that matter, we're constantly connected, right? So we live in this connected world, right? But the reality is we live in a very disconnected world. Because connection isn't some cyber variable. It's human to human, face to face, emotion to emotion. And we're kind of severing that human reality and relinquishing that to this cyber reality. And it's kids, adults, everyone. And, my new book comes out a week from today. It's going to be released nationally by a major publisher. It's the second edition. Tons of updates. I know you read the original version. You loved it. Yep. The second one's better. And, it's something literally that every parent has to read this book because it relates to their lives day to day, themselves, their parents, the disconnect between them and their kids, all of the things that are happening with their kids, the behavioral issues I'm seeing nowadays, the anxiety, the depression. And unfortunately, the suicide rates is going up. That's upticking for many years now. And now we have a new school year coming and a new debate about that. The kids go back to school or do they not?
Well, I'm going to ask you, and here's the reason. I'm on the school board. We had you out to speak to our community members. It was great. A lot of buzz around it. A lot of parents got informed. They don't even think of the stuff usually. They got informed. Now the kids haven't been in school. We're watching depression rates skyrocket. Again, to your point, suicide rates. The kids feel, truly feel disconnected from life, if you would. because their whole life was going and seeing that teacher, being with their friends, that kind of stuff. So this is not, as we hear on a regular basis, this is not something that's just going to be for the school year. This is going to affect these kids long term. Help us kind of try to figure out what to do here.
Well, it is. Like, you know, any folks listening right now, keep this in mind. Your children spend more time with their teachers than they do with you on a day-to-day basis, right? Of course, you know, we want to be with our kids as much as we can. But that just, that's like, they're almost like, you can equate it to their full-time job. They get up, and it's not just the educational component. It's every other thing under the umbrella, the social component, meeting new people, the communication, and just being part of a group, being part of a community and so forth. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what humans are meant to do. Now our kid, what I'm seeing right now, my private practice, Joe, is, a social isolation issue that's happening. I'm getting calls like crazy from parents, with, particularly with teenagers and kid-teenagers that are just kind of unraveling. And they don't know why they're unraveling. They're unraveling because, you know, they're not doing what we are meant to do as people, which is running around out in the backyard, playing manhunt, being with their friends, going to school. You know, what we know as human beings is sort of now has changed almost overnight. And we have this debate now. I was just talking about this on Fox and Friends the other day, you know, about should kids go back to school or shouldn't they? So, you know, the Center of Disease Control came out and said that kids absolutely need to go back to school because the critical ramifications of not going back to school exceed the possibilities of a critical incident happening from COVID-19. You know, when you look at the critical mortality rate of kids being 0.17%, which is actually less than 1%, you know, the argument is, all right, so we know this disease isn't really affecting our kids. The kids, you know, according to some of the resources, are not transmitters of the disease, you know, but at the same time, we have to keep them locked at home forever. So where does it end? That's the problem. Where does it end? What do we do? So I think somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, all right, we got to get our kids back to normalcy. And yes, this affects the elderly and so forth. And, you know, we have to, you know, keep our kids away from the elderly until we ride this thing out. But the longer we keep kids away from the sense of normalcy, the more damage that we're creating in the long haul.
I agree with you. I mean, these kids are up against, you know, look at what's going on in society today. You got the whole BLM thing that's happening, the COVID thing that's happening. They're living in fear. They don't know when they're going to see their friends again. They don't know when they're going to see their teachers again. And so parents really have to be on top of this because I was joking earlier saying that, you know, this is the first time that they've had to spend a whole day with little Johnny and little Susie. And, you know, now they're having to deal with not only just the education, but their work, the kids, and the whole nine yards. A lot of stress happening there. A lot of emotions flying in the house, isn't there?
Well, yeah, not only that, but even without question. So now, and the other issue is, like, you know, parents of younger kids. Like, so we live in a world now where, you know, we have more, you know, two parents working than we've ever had historically. And, you know, what do you do if you have kids that are in, you know, kindergarten and first grade and you can't afford childcare? So the people that are really going to be feeling the ramifications are people from lower socioeconomic communities and so forth, that both parents have to go out in their work. They may not be able to afford childcare. The school districts that they are in might not be able to afford to give every kid a computer. So they're in this sort of quandary, and like, what do I do? Quit my job and go live in a tent, you know, and stay safe, you know, for the sake of the order? Or do we try to figure out a way of, you know, getting our kids back to, you know, back into the school building, doing it in a way that's safe for everybody? I think we could pull that off. You're on a school board, I know that, but we can't just, you know, sort of give in to the, because this thing's become, like everything else, become politicized now.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Anybody can, you can disagree with that, but that's just the reality. It's become politicized. And, you know, we got to take that out of the equation. We got to really look at the important component. We care about our kids, and we have to do what's right by our kids.
Yep. I totally agree with you. All right. So there was just not the downers this whole time. I mean, well, here's the fun thing about it. I started to tell you that in one of our junior high schools, the principal there decided to ban cell phones just as a whole. And so the kids, she found after a day or two, the kids were actually communicating with each other, face to face, sitting in the quad, not having half conversations while typing something. And the kids, after a couple of weeks, said, you know what, this is great.
Yeah, I like this. Right.
You know?
And I think, yeah, exactly, like we just talked about in the book, that's instinctive. That's our instincts as human beings. And I was telling you earlier, too, during the commercial break, that yeah, over the last several years, I've had many kids up here in the New York area. A lot of kids go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks. And you know how many kids I've had that I've counseled when I was at the high school that would come back, and I would ask them, what was the best part about being at camp for 7 weeks? They said, not having my phone. So what that tells me is that every one of these kids is complaining, I can't have my phone. But when they get there, they get exposed to human interaction and developing relationships and creating memories over 7 weeks. It's something they craved, but they never knew they craved because they never had the ability to crave it. I just think that's so fundamentally important. So your school board, with the phone issue, seeing kids communicating, I'll take it a step further. I had a principal in, I forget what state it was, Wyoming or something, read my book, sent me an email, and said, I'm bringing this to the school board. And they brought to the school board that they were banning phones coming into the school year this past September. And they pulled it off, regardless of how many parents would complain, and it's been nothing but a 100% victory.
Yeah. When you see the look on these kids, when you see what they're doing and how engaged and involved they become, it's great. I think it's great anyhow. But, I'm not the expert. That's why I bring guys like you on. Because, some people will say, and it's funny, out of 1,100 or 1,200 kids, I think, was total in that particular school, you had about three parents that were very upset they couldn't get a hold of their kids during the day. You're not supposed to.
Well, that's right, because the problem with the smartphones nowadays, it's not really about the kids when it comes to school, it's about the parents. It's become their sort of lifeline, their umbilical cord. They become so accustomed to, contacting their kid whenever they need to, telling them this or that.
All right, so we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can give parents tips, tricks, things they can do to help take some of that stress and that aggravation off the kids and get them acclimated into, how about family life? We'll do that on the way back. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Tom's not going anywhere either. He'll be back after the break.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times that acknowledge naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host, always a pleasure to have you with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again. So I've asked Tom Kirsten to join me. He's a psychotherapist and a retired school counselor. He also appears regularly on Fox and Friends. Some of you just need to get up early and check it out. And many other chalk shows. But really, seriously, I've asked him to come on because he wrote a great book that is actually being updated here shortly. Disconnected is what it's called. You can find it on Amazon. You can pre-order it on his website, TomKirsting.com. That's with a K, TomKirsting.com. So head over there, check it out. He's got videos up there and everything, and I'm telling you, if you've got a teenager, look, if you got one teenager, you should check it out. If you got more than one teenager, you have to check it out. Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. All right, so one of the things I wanted to talk about is that, you know, it's easy for us to sit there and go, you know, the sky's falling, things are terrible, your kids are dying. But how do we fix it? How do we help? And I mean, I don't mean that physically. I mean they're withering away mentally because they don't know what to do. And for a country like ours, we've got technically we have the highest teen suicide rate on the planet. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's getting younger. You know, younger kids are now taking their own lives, unfortunately. And yeah, again, without, you know, so when I'm out there, you know, doing my lectures, I was up by you back in February out in California, I'm all the way on the East Coast. You know, the big thing is, what do we do? All right. And mm-hmm. Anybody listening right now, all right, the tips for this
are very simple, right? It's not very complicated. I'm going to throw a few out there right now. The first thing we got to do in order to get our kids back to back to reality and spend less time on their screens and more time with us is we got to practice what we preach. And that means that as adults, as parents, we have to power down our own devices, our own computers and so forth when we are at home with our children. Because adults are just as guilty in terms of screen time usage. Okay, that's number one. Second thing that we need to do, very simple thing, but if you have a teenager, it might be, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the blowback that you're going to get from your kids. Got to get those phones out of their bedrooms, okay? Because teenagers, I've worked with millions of them probably. Every teenager nowadays, but not every, but I'm going to say 98%, the phone goes in the bedroom with them and it stays there at night. And every teenager I've talked to in the last 5 years tells me that they stay up to 1 till 4 o'clock in the morning on school nights and parents.
Wow.
Get those things out of the bedroom. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Sleep deprivation. Get your kids involved. Like right now is a good time. We're home with our kids. Let your kids be part of the family. Tell your kid, all right, you're taking the recycling out. You're taking the garbage out. You're going to help me cook tonight. We're going to play games together. Let's go for a walk. Get involved. That's going to require us to participate in that as parents, okay? You know, just simple little things like that. Another rule that I really think is important, any parent listening right now that has a kid that plays video games, if you have a boy that's between 10 and 18, your kid's playing video games. Make a rule, if we go back to school, that there are no video games allowed during the school week, period, because that's all they're going to be thinking about. They're going to race through their homework and their studies and so forth to go play before time. If your kids are going back to school and it's home-based and computer learning and you have a teenager, do not allow their smartphone to be in the same zip code as them when they're in school at home on their computer because they will get distracted by their phone and they're not going to gain the knowledge they need doing computer-based learning. Simple stuff like that.
I'm always amazed at the simple things. Like, we did the same thing. Even our kids weren't allowed to have phones. They're a little older now, but phones were becoming a big deal. Some of the younger kids, I mean, back to the flip phone days, you know, some of those younger kids had flip phones in their backpacks. I'm going, wait a minute. Why do they need one? Well, in case they have to get a hold of them. You haven't had to get a hold of them this far. They're little kids. Call the office. They'll find your child, believe me. You know?
Well, exactly, and that brings me to another tip, Joe. Send your kid to school without the phone, right? Ooh. And that's harder for parents because parents are now dependent. They become dependent on knowing everything their kids are doing, being able to get in touch with them whenever they want to get in touch with them. And I'm telling you right now, 25 years working in a public high school, the kids having phones on them, it does 100% more harm than good. Yeah, you can maybe pick your kid up a little bit early and get there at exactly 6 p.m. after practice. Let your kid wait till 6:15, all right? It's the simple little things like that. The phones going to the school is nothing but a distraction. I mean, I've spoken to countless teachers when I worked in education, and they just battle it every day. It's like they can't help themselves. You know, we want to think our kids can be responsible. They really can't. We have to be responsible for them.
No, I love these parents, and I know some of these people that think that their child is 16, 15, 16, 17. Well, not my kid. My kid can handle anything, and he's a – well, look – then he's an extremely exceptional child, one like I've never seen before. And when they get, you know, it's when they get addicted to these phones, I don't care how responsible you think your child is, you're going to find out not as much as you thought eventually, because they are truly, it's almost like it calls their name on a regular basis, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you're talking about, you know, adolescence. And like when I give a definition of adolescence in one word, I use the word insecurity, right? So you're trying to figure out who you are, you're changing hormonally, you're going through puberty, and, you know, where you fit in the social pecking order. Now you have this device where, you know, you're getting this constant attention feedback loop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually affecting their self. It's not helping their self-esteem, because self-esteem doesn't come from the outside source, it comes from within. And, you know, we give them these, you know, modern-day weapons of mass destruction called the smartphone. And now our kids who are already impressionable, their brains are developing, now they're getting all of this superficial feedback. And they think they're feeling good about themselves, but they're feeling terrible about themselves because all they're doing is comparing themselves to all of the peers in their school.
You know, Tom, the thing that's always, and again, I'm going to sound like an old guy for a minute, so bear with me. The thing that always amazes me is in the 70s, when I was growing up, we seemed to have, or we were taught to push through things, that how to cope with stupid little things in life, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. And it almost seems today that very few of these kids can push through any kind of change from their daily routine, if you would. Now, did we do that to them? Is it a sign of the times? Is it culture? Is it these smartphones? Or am I just way off?
No, you're right on. And it's a combination of all of the above. So, you know, the generation of parents today, and it's not really their fault, it's just generational, is we're the bailout parents nowadays. If we insulate our kids from any failures, from any adversities. That's why we have, you know, the trophy generation. Every kid gets a trophy because, God forbid, you know, a kid comes in last, the team comes in last place, and that kid has to deal with that, you know. But by insulating our kids, by protecting our kids from, quote, failure, we're doing them a disservice. Because in order to succeed in life, there are barriers. Any person that has succeeded to the greatest potential has had to overcome barriers, experience failures, and so forth. But if we protect our kids from that day in and day out, and they get into the real world, and they get their first job, and their boss says, you know what, that's a really terrible report that you just wrote up. A lot of them can't handle that because they've never experienced that before. They've been told that they're perfect. They've been told that, you know, they can do no wrong. And that's just a very, very bad, you know, message that we're sending our kids, because that's not what the real world is like out there. Our kids, in order to succeed, you must fail, period.
Oh, hey, people thought I was nuts at one time. I have four kids, and they were very close in age. And I did, unless it was going to physically harm them, I let them fail on a regular basis. I figured the best place for them to fail was while they were at home with me, where if it really went sideways, I could save their butts. But most of the time, you know, again, they figured it out after a while. They knew what they needed to do. And I think parents are afraid of seeing their kids see any kind of pain whatsoever. And
I remember when I coached Little League baseball with my son for many years. I was one of the coaches on the team, a travel team, and all that. And the kids when they were younger, they'd come in, they struck out, they'd come in and they'd cry, and parents would come to the fence and so forth. And I would explain to the boys, I would say, listen, but guys, if you take a major league baseball player that has played for 15 or 20 years, right, and every 10 at-bats, they strike out 7 times, and the other 3 at-bats, they get 3 hits, what do you think happens to that player? And they're like, what? And I would say to them, they make it to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Because they have a lifetime 300 batting average. So they fail 7 out of 10 times, but they make it to the Hall of Fame. Think about that for a minute. And that's a good thing. You know, not that we want our kids to fail, but we want them to experience and overcome, you know, these, quote, failures in order to find within themselves the ability to push harder and work harder.
Yeah, I don't understand why parents are so afraid to let their kids fail. You see these kids, and you know, you look at the look on their face when they fail once, they fail twice, they're pumping away, they're trying to get it done, and succeed. The look on their face is priceless, because they get a sense of self-worth, true self-worth that they didn't have before.
Yeah, it makes them want to work harder. It's kind of like, you know, when your kid is 2 years old, and you're like in the kitchen, and they're in the family room, and you see the kid trip and fall, and then they look at you with that face, and they're just about to cry, and as soon as you run over to them to rescue them, they start crying.
Right.
If you don't run over to rescue them, you just stand there and kind of like pretend you're doing something else, they go about their business again.
Yep.
You know, so we're kind of, you know, we're sort of, in a way, we've started enabling that stuff at a young age.
I always joke, if you saw somebody that was, you know, my size, 200 pounds coming at you at 90 miles an hour, looking pretty scary, you'd cry too, because that's about what it looks like to that little kid on the floor. All right, Tom, Amazon.com is where they can find your book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids, your new version, coming out next week. But you know what? Go to TomKirsting.com. I'll put the information up on the website. Check them out, Tom. Always, always enjoy when you're on with me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, bro. All right. Appreciate it.
Joe Messina, your host.